It's Check On Stores. We're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Happy New Year, everybody. A Pine Plains man was arrested for robbery last week after police said he forcibly took money from a neighbor. Dutchess County Sheriff's deputy said they charged Zachary McIsaac, 26, with third-degree robbery, a felony. McIsaac was arraigned in Pine Plains Town Court and sent to Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $5,000 bail. Now, starting today, elevator service at the walkway over the Hudson will be suspended for the winter. The walkway over the Hudson Historic State Park will begin its yearly winter schedule today, according to the State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation. Starting today, the walkway will be open from 7 a.m. to sunset. Because elevator operation is seasonal and weather-dependent, elevator service will be suspended until April the 1st. Poughkeepsie Walkway over the Hudson has their first day hike. You can join with others in a walk, run, skate, or cycle to celebrate the new year today. Enter a raffle and visit with the donkeys from Little Brays of Sunshine. That's at 2 o'clock today. The Craft Circle is meeting on the following Tuesdays, January 2nd and February 6th and March 6th at the Pine Plains Free Library on South Main Street. The Craft Circle is an informal social gathering for rug hookers, knitters, crocheters, and craftings of all type. Interested parties should drop in anytime between noon and 3. Bring snacks to share. It's always welcome but not necessary. More information, 518-398-1927. The Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation, has their regular meeting coming up on January 2nd, tomorrow at Town Hall in Sharon. Three different parts. Part 1, dealing with Sharon Ridge. Part 2, Sharon Ridge Expansion. And Part 3, we'll have issues involving the Ridge Expansion, tenant gallery questions and discussions, and the new manager, Tammy. That all takes place tomorrow at Sharon Town Hall. The Falls Village Children's Theater presents Acting with Confidence with Michael Kevin Baldwin, an acting workshop for teens and adults 15 years and up. All levels of experience are welcome. It'll be held tomorrow, 6 to 9 p.m., at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Expand your skills in voice and speech, physical theater, improvisation, monologue, and scene study. For more information, you can sign up by emailing Michael at michael.kbaldwin@gmail.com. Redlick Public Library's All Abilities Kids Storytime continues this month with two dates, Friday, January 5th and 19th at 10:30 at the library's community room. While both sessions are designed to make storytime accessible to children with neurodevelopmental difficulty and or cognitive disabilities, the story shared at the first session each month will be at a preschool level, and the story shared at the second session each month will be at a lower elementary level. The third floor community room offers a quiet environment with reduced sensory stimuli. The program is free and it is open to the public. For more information, contact Amy at 845-758-3241. January 5th in Chatham, the Chatham Bookstore has best-selling local author Jamie Cat Callan launching her new book, Parisian Charm School, French Secrets for Cultivating Love, Joy, and That Certain Je Ne Sais Quoi. A conversation and question and answer will follow a brief reading. It runs from 5 till 7 p.m. Audubon Sharon is hosting several weekend public programs in the new year. On January 6th, a winter tree identification walk will be held from 1 until 3. Participants can join the two-hour-long walk through the wintry Audubon woods, learning the ins and outs of identifying leafless trees in the winter. You'll walk through different habitats across the Audubon property and experience the forest in the heart of the winter. The program's open to all ages and will be entirely outside, so you're invited to dress warm. Cost, $15 for non-members, $10 for Audubon members. Also on Saturday, January 6th at 4 p.m., Armchair Traveler Series, Ghana and Me, presented by Juliet Moore. Juliet's visits to small fishing villages on the coast of West Africa and how the courage and beauty of the people changed her forever. It's viewed through slides, video clips, and a narrative. In Kinderhook on the 6th, the Kinderhook Library, former Congressman Chris Gibson will read from his new book, Rally Point. Gibson has 35-plus years of public service experience, the last six spent as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, plus 29 years in the U.S. Army, where he rose to the rank of colonel. A discussion and question and answer session will follow after the reading. That's at 4 p.m. On January 6th and 7th in Torrington, the Warner Theater presents The Splendors of the Desert in Opus Cactus with the irrepressible Moses Pendleton and the internationally acclaimed dancer illusionist troupe Momix. More information is available at warnertheater.org. 12 Moons Coffee House on Saturday, January 6th from 7 till 10 p.m. Kane Clawson and the Company She Keeps, the featured act from 7:30 till 9, including Wildcat Creek, the Country Jammers, and Menage a Voix. St. John's Church, backdoor entrance. Donations keep the music playing. More information, tinyurl.com, 12 Moons. And the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Astronomy 2017, A Year of Superlatives. Stunning pictures, big bangs, and historic discoveries. A lecture by Roger Liddell. That's Sunday at 4 p.m. The Sunday at 4 series at Hotchkiss Library, 10 Upper Main Street in Sharon. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off this week at 24,719.22, the S&P 500 at 2673.61, and the NASDAQ at 6903.39. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.